AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A Navy sailor has died in Chattanooga, Tennessee, raising to 5 the number of members of the military to die in shootings at military facilities Thursday. The gunman was also killed. As a result, the governor of Florida, Rick Scott, has ordered National Guard recruiters to be armed. The AP's Gary Finout is in Tennessee.
He did this, he said, because of the incident that occurred in Tennessee, and he wants to make sure that the recruiters who work for the National Guard here in this state are going to be safe.
That's Gary Finout in Tallahassee, Florida. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal also issued an executive order directing his state's National Guard to arm soldiers as needed to protect local military installations. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has issued a similar order. Crews are trying to prevent more damage from wildfires outside Los Angeles.
3 homes destroyed, 8 outbuildings destroyed, and 44 vehicles within that community destroyed. That's in addition to the vehicles that were destroyed yesterday on the 15 freeway when the fire crossed the southbound lanes of the Interstate 15 freeway.
That's Carol Underhill at the U.S. Forest Service. Rain is helping to calm the fires. Firefighters are focusing on protecting some 700 homes northeast of L.A. About 2,800 people have been evacuated. Police in Chicago say a man posing as a police officer shot another man in the face with a pellet gun during an argument at a bar in which he questioned the victim's citizenship and national origin. The victim is in serious condition. The suspect, Michael Groh, is charged with a felony hate crime and is due in court in Chicago today. Searchers have found the body of a Kentucky man swept away days earlier while trying to save his grandmother from flash flooding. High water in Kentucky is now blamed for at least 4 deaths. Authorities in Dallas say a man accidentally killed himself while firing a gun in celebration at a birthday party. Police say Joseph Perez was celebrating his birthday when he grabbed a gun and began shooting. This is AP Radio News. In Ames, Iowa, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump criticized 2008 nominee John McCain's military record.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
The comment drew some boos from the audience. Trump later clarified what he said, but he didn't apologize.
He's a war hero because he was captured, okay? You could have, and I believe perhaps he's a war hero, but right now, he said some very bad things about a lot of people.
Trump also said McCain is not taking care of veterans. A spokesman for John McCain had no comment. Video showing a Houston area man filming his wife giving birth to their 10-pound baby son next to him as he drives through traffic in an unsuccessful effort to reach a birthing center in time. Jonathan and Laisha Pettijohn were stuck in traffic for more than an hour this week when her water broke, forcing her to self-deliver their newborn son, Joshua. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a click-tastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's...
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And... bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.